News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107 continue a Christmas tradition with Talk to Santa.
Talk to Santa is sponsored by Foss Jewelers, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Oberdorf Carbon One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Silver Moon Furniture, Taste of Philly, and Fisher's Boston Pierogies.
Up next, boys and girls will talk to Santa and the elves at the North Pole through the Magic Radio on WKOK and Eagle 107.
Oh, what do you get someone that has everything? What if they don't like the color, the size, the style? I was so confused last year. Not this year. I'm buying my friends and family gift cards from Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a $5 gift card free. And the more you purchase in gift cards, the more you get free. And I like free. Plus, they have a delicious $10.99 steak special in November through December. Quench your thirst and wash it all down with a refreshing cold Dr. Pepper. Catering is available, too, for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great taste at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub in the Susquehanna Valley Mall or online. At garfields.net.
There are many reasons to join the Y. Building endurance, getting back into shape, strengthening your heart. But the Y is what you make of it, so make it your own.
My Y is a morning swim and an evening spin class.
My Y is a personal trainer who helps me realize my potential.
My Y is a community where everyone fits in.
My Y is where I learned to swim as a kid, where my daughter learned how to swim as a kid, and where my granddaughter will learn to swim as a kid.
The Y is a place for families to go together and for kids to learn that an active, healthy lifestyle can be fun. Children learn how to reach for new goals. Families spend quality time together. And we all build and grow relationships that deepen our sense of belonging. When you join the Y, you're committing to more than simply becoming healthier. You are supporting the values and programs that strengthen our community. Stop in at one of our four branches located in Sunbury, Milton, Mifflinburg, and Lewisburg. Take a tour and learn more about Y programs. The Y is for a better you. The Y is for a better me. The Y for a better us.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Ho, 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 and welcome to the Magic Radio. Good evening, and welcome to Talk to Santa. I'm your host, Ann Blugis. I'm so happy that you're tuning in. It's a Friday night. We are just a little over a week away from Christmas, so this is such a busy time, so I hope you get to take a little time and sit back and listen and laugh with the boys and girls and myself and Santa and the elves here on the Magic Radio. I have a beautiful group. You all look spectacular, beautiful. Did you dress like this for me?
Yes.
Oh, that's so kind, but probably more for Santa Claus, right? That's what I thought. How about you? How are you?
Good.
You look like you could sit on top of the Christmas tree.
Thank you.
That might tickle, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'd rather you sit right here with me, okay? So are you guys all excited?
Yeah.
Okay, I think we need to make sure our lungs are powered up because we've got some important work to do. We have to contact the North Pole, so let's clear our throats. Come on. Come on, clear those pipes. Clear them. Let's go. How about you? Oh, your lungs are okay. They're all powered up. I think the volume is turned way up on high, right? Now I'm going to count to three, and we're going to contact Santa that special way, okay? And remember, what makes it work?
Do the shoulders. Yep.
Dance a little. Do the shoulders. I know you probably don't want to do that, but come on. Okay, here we go. Ready? One, two, three.
Santa. Santa.
We need a tambourine or something. Santa. You are rock stars. You did it. I hear it. Good job.
Okay, let's see. Today is December the 14th. That makes 1, 2, 3. Wait! That means there's only 10 more days until the big night! Oh my goodness, there's so much to do! We have to finish the toys! We have to check the list a second time! We have to pack the sled, and Elmer is very bad at that game. Something always goes terribly, terribly wrong. I don't know. Oh, my goodness, my head. Oh, no. I need to sit down. Oh, my. Think, Emma, what's the one place you can go? then no one's gonna bother you. I know! I'm gonna go into the magic radio room! Come on, Emma. Pull yourself together. This is no time to panic. This is the perfect time to panic!
No, no.
There's only 10 days left, and I can't let the kids down! What can I do to calm myself down? Oh, I know! Meditation! Before Santa comes, I'm going to practice some yoga. Ow. 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 Elmer! Edwin! Get out! I'm busy! Feel better already. Ow. Breathe in. Breathe out. Ah. Oh, what? Oh, the light's blinking. Hello, Miss Anne.
Namaste, Emma.
Namaste.
You sound so much better. Doesn't she sound calm, Em?
Yeah.
Say namaste.
Namaste.
I did my Christmas tree pose.
Christmas tree pose.
My elf warrior pose. And downward facing reindeer. And Santa Lotus.
Santa Lotus. Emma.
I am ready.
You have to teach me some of those moves. I've taken yoga, but I'm not familiar with those special North Pole moves.
It's very complex. You have to be one with yourself and one with Christmas.
I feel like we shouldn't get silly. I don't want to take you out of this calm state.
No. Hi, Miss Anne. Hi, kids. How are you?
There she is.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, we are so busy at the North Pole. I don't know how we're ever going to get it done, Emma. Oh, my goodness.
Santa.
Run here, run
Santa.
There, hammer, nails. Oh, my goodness. Oh.
Santa, calm down.
Oh.
You got to breathe. Breathe in, breathe out.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Oh, that
Santa
helps,
needs a
Emma.
Little bit of yoga, too.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, is that Miss Anne? And the boys and girls down in Sunbury?
Hi, Santa.
Well, hello there, and Merry Christmas.
How are you today, Santa Claus?
Oh, very calm now.
I said I really hate to break up this very calm state, but I don't know, Santa. It's Friday here in Central Pennsylvania in the Magic Radio Room, and we are ready to have some fun, aren't we, gang?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, Santa
nothing
Claus.
Nothing makes me more relaxed than listening to you and the boys and girls. Oh!
Well, I think they'll have you smiling for the next hour, Santa Claus. They have lots to tell you. I think you're going to hear some good songs. So sit back, continue to be calm. And when we come back, our first guest tonight, it's his very first time on the Magic Radio. We'll be talking with Ezra Moylan. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK, Eagle 107, and you can also listen to us online.
At this magical and wondrous time of year, when everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One wishes you and your families all the joys this season brings. May your time with family and friends be the source of memories that you will treasure all through the years. Your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One would like to take this moment to thank you for your business, and they look forward to serving you again in the upcoming new year. May you have a delightful and holiday season, and cherish the old and new memories made. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. So remember, as you check your list not once but dozens of times, as you bring out that special decoration or tree that's been in the family for years, as you add new ones the kids just made in school, your friends at Oberdorf's Carpet One just south of Lewisburg on Route 15 want you to know they wish you the very best this holiday season has to give. Merry Christmas and a very happy and healthy New Year from everyone at Oberdorf's Carpet One. Oberdorf's Carpet One, just south of Lewisburg on Route 15.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa.
Woo! Ooh! What a splash he's making on his first time here in the Magic Radio, Santa.
Oh, my goodness. So glad to hear from you, Ezra.
First time he's here and he's already hosting.
I know he's already here. This is his first time. You just recently moved to Pennsylvania, right?
Yeah.
Where did you live before?
California.
Wow, big change in lots of ways. Do you like it here so far?
Yeah. It took 5 days to get here.
To get here. Oh, wow. That's a long trip. Now, did you just get here recently, or are you all unpacked?
We are still unpacking. We moved here a couple of months ago.
Oh, my goodness. I'll bet it was a long wagon train all the way from California to Pennsylvania.
Well, Pennsylvania is surely lucky to have you here. We're so glad you're here and happy to have you on the Magic Radio. Now, I always like to ask the boys and girls if they have anybody special that's listening that they'd like to say hello to.
No, not really.
Can you think of anybody in your family you want to say hi to?
No.
That's okay. You know what? I think we have a special hello for you.
Really, Emma?
Yep, we do.
Did you hear that, Ezra? And you know what? His brother Quincy is right here by his side.
All right. I got a special message. Here it comes.
Hello from Afghanistan, boys. I hope this message finds you well. I miss you guys all very much and wish I could be there for Christmas. I sent some gifts on the way for you guys, so be on the lookout for a package. I hope you guys are behaving and being helpful for Mama. And make sure on Christmas Eve to clean up so Santa doesn't trip on any of your toys. As didanat hamisha kub meshum, Rosa Kush, Kudafez, Salam Aleikum. I look forward to seeing you when I get home. Have a good day, goodbye, and peace be with you. I love you all.
Your dad says hello!
Wow, that was absolutely beautiful. Well, hello to your dad. Please be safe, and thank you for your service. And you've got two beautiful boys here and a beautiful wife, and I think that was so super special. That felt like Christmas to me. How about you?
That felt like Christmas. Didn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Emma, let's wish Ezra and Quincy's dad a very Merry Quick Christmas. We can do that from here at the North Pole, so Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Wow. And I have no doubt that Ezra's dad gets a great big gold star, right, Santa Claus? Maybe we could give him one.
Oh, good, yes.
Emma, do you think we could give him a great big gold star?
Oh, I think so. I was ready for Ezra's. Hang on.
Well, let's give him a great big gold star. Merry Christmas. Oh!
Merry Christmas, Mr. Moylan.
Hurry home.
That was so nice. That was really special. Dad got a great big gold star, and I have a feeling you're going to get one, too. So listen, this is your first time here. Tell Santa how old you are, and what grade are you in?
Seven, and I'm in second grade.
Wow. So how is your new school? How's your school year going?
I'm homeschooled.
Oh, you're homeschooled. I know lots of boys and girls who do that. That is so fun. Do you enjoy that?
Yeah.
Now, do you get to do any other activities, though? Do you like any sports?
No, not... Well, I like soccer.
You look like you'd be a good soccer player. How about basketball?
Well, I'm not really good at, like, dribbling the ball while running. Like, sometimes it, like, goes off.
When old Santa Claus plays basketball and dribbles, I kick the ball every time.
See, Santa has the same... He plays the same way. Let's put it that way. How about you, Emma? You good? Are you good dribbling?
Absolutely!
Little elves, they're tiny, but I hear she's pretty good on the court. So, speaking of little elves, I hear so many stories from the boys and girls about silly elves. Do you ever watch that movie Elf? Is that one of your Christmas?
Yeah, we have it on disc.
Oh, do you? Do you like that movie?
Well, yeah.
Because Emma tells me that the elves are pretty much like that, right, Emma? Like, they love sugar.
Absolutely! We love sugar and playing games, and every day is Christmas!
Wouldn't that be great? Every day is Christmas, right?
Yeah, but in the story, like, in the movie, he said that we try to keep to candy, like, syrup, and I forgot what else.
And they put that all on spaghetti. He puts it on spaghetti. You don't do that, do you?
No.
I don't know, though. Emma said she's had it, haven't you, Emma?
Yes, I have.
But it's not, I guess we shouldn't knock it until we try it, right?
Yeah.
So, Ezra, you got this little brother here.
He is Quincy, and he is 3 years old.
Wow.
Like, in preschool.
What's it like to be the big brother?
Kind of fun and kind of hard. Because he, like, runs around so much.
He's a little bundle of energy, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you heard Emma and Santa practice elf yoga. So when he gets a little wild and you feel a little stressed, just practice your breathing, okay?
Yeah.
Take a deep breath now. do you two have to share a bedroom?
No. Well, yeah. But he still sleeps with our mom.
Okay. But I bet because you're older, you have to pretty much pick up the toys and try to keep the bedroom clean.
Yeah, I try to.
You try to? Does mom ask you to do anything else around the house to help out?
Yeah. Like, he does help. Like, tell me to, like, clean up messes. Mm-hmm. Because we got a couple dogs and two cats in the house right now.
Oh, my.
That's a lot of critters!
Lots of critters. So you have to help feed the dogs and cats, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now, Ezra, I shared with you that Emma gets a little afraid because pretty much every dog is taller than her, bigger than her. Are your dogs friendly?
Yeah.
What are their names?
Well, like, there's a really short one that is Pony. Then I share the really big one with Mama that is about like this tall.
Uh-oh, Emma, Ezra's arm is going like halfway up our magic radio room Christmas tree.
I heard Pony and suddenly
Mary.
Got concerned.
He like pushes around a lot because she wants love.
Aww.
Like, she goes under me, then I slide back. I got hurt one time with fire doing that.
So, you're trying to tell me that I should wear a full bodysuit to make sure that when the dog wants love, I don't end up falling over and hurting myself.
Well, you should really wear the helmet.
Sounds
helmet
good.
Because, like, it basically, like, you're sliding down a spine. Then I tipped back and, like, hit my head, I think.
Oh, so now we're talking about riding the dog. That changes everything. Okay, I will bring my saddle and I will be ready to go.
Your poor puppy, I don't know. I don't know who's going to be afraid of who, Emma.
Pony, he is aggressive. Oh. Like, if he afraid, that's why you get aggressive.
I did hear you right. Your puppy is named Pony.
Yeah.
As in horse.
Oh. No.
That's the size of my horse.
Pony boy.
Yeah. Just like, it's just his name, Emma. It's not the size of a horse. But Ezra is giving you a little tip there. Just don't be aggressive.
Don't
really go near him.
Oh,
well, I'll tell you what, Ezra. Here at the North Pole, and when we're out on Christmas delivering gifts, the animals always love the elves. Oh!
That's because I bring treats in my pocket.
she'll have doggy treats with her, so it'll be okay, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to leave any cookies for Santa or any kind of snack for he and the elves?
Yeah, probably.
You are okay.
Well, we have the one that looked like a velvet teen puppy. It called Wilson. He like low, but he jumps. He has long nails and he jumps onto people a lot.
Ezra, I think we better advise Emma to start doing elf yoga right now. Breathe, Emma!
I'm trying.
Well, listen, you'll be fine.
let's take her mind off the dogs, okay? How about we sing a special song for her?
Okay.
Would you like her to do one of her elf drum rolls?
I don't even know what they are.
How about one, Emma, please?
That's right, because it's his first time on the Magic Radio. Okay, ready? One, two. Take it away, Ezra!
I can't really do that.
That's okay.
That's okay. I'll tell you what, maybe you could sing a little bit later with your brother. You can sing Jingle Bells, okay?
No, it isn't Jingle Bells. It's up on the housetop.
Oh! Well, you practice. Okay. And get ready, and you can sing with Quincy, okay?
He can't really sing.
That's okay. You can sing for him.
Well, I know. I bet one thing you are ready to do. Are you ready to tell Santa and Emma what you're hoping for Christmas?
Yes. Okay. A pair of steel toe boots. Because one time...
Why?
Because one time I got locked in a room.
Okay.
My older brother Asa locked me in there, and I kicked the door, and I sprung.
You got yourself free.
This sounds like wait a minute.
He unlocked it.
I have questions. You want steel-toed boots so that when your brother locks you in your room, you can get out? Is that what I heard?
No, I don't hurt my toes. I kicked it and sprained it.
When he broke out the last time, Emma, he didn't have steel-toed boots, and so he hurt his toe. So that's why...
I see. This is a tactical kind of a thing. We just need the right equipment.
That's exactly what it is. He's just being prepared. What a little soldier.
And
I kind of want them...
Just because they're fun.
Because they're cool. Okay.
Is there anything else on your list?
Batman Lego set. A big, large Batman ride on car.
Okay.
Then for my dad to come home.
That's a beautiful list, Ezra. And there you go, Santa and Emma.
Ooh, let's throw in a surprise or two, Emma, for Ezra. And welcome to Central Pennsylvania. We have your address all changed here. Ezra Moylan.
All right.
Emma. Whoa.
All right. It says here that Ezra is doing well and taking care of his cat, Diego. That's wonderful. Now, it says here, though, Ezra, you can improve on getting better at cleaning up your messes. I am the official room inspector, so I expect a clean bedroom, okay?
My bedroom is kind of clean right now.
Kind of clean. Make sure it's nice and clean for me Christmas night, okay?
Okay.
You promise? He's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Well, let's see what's up on the old workbench here, Ezra. Oh, my goodness. We'll keep the surprises right over here. And here, this one is a real mystery. Even old Santa Claus doesn't know what's in that box. And, oh, my goodness, let's bring him some Batman Legos.
All right.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Ezra Moylan a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Ezra. Merry Christmas. Whoa!
Merry Christmas.
It made my Christmas to have you here, honey. I hope you have a wonderful holiday. It was so nice to meet you. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, we'll be talking with the lovely Ava Bonaventura. Did I say it right, Ava?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Tradition that dates back over 100 years. Fisher's Boston Pierogies has been supplying families for generations with the best pierogies in the business. As indicated by many accounts over the years, it is the love they put into their pierogies that makes them so very special. And they're not afraid to tell you that that is their secret. Every single pierogi has a touch of love inside, just like Mom and Grandma always included in their homemade favorites. Fisher's Boston Pierogies has an extensive line of flavors as well as traditional pierogies year-round. Check some of these flavors out. The original potato and cheese, sweet cabbage, sauerkraut, loaded baked potato pierogi, hot cheese and potato, Philadelphia cheesesteak, meatball parmesan, roasted garlic and parsley mashed, and that's just some of the pierogi flavors available at Fisher's Boston Pierogies. Check them out, 401 North Shamokin Street in Shamokin. Open Wednesday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturday, 10 to 4. They're also online at fishersboston.com and Fisher's Boston Pierogies on Facebook.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is the beautiful Ava Bonaventura. Now, see, I said it right the first time, and then I worried, but I still said it right, right?
Yeah.
You are a... I won't say it. Tell her what's on there.
Sparkles.
Whoa!
This is your first sparkle attack tonight. Now calm down, Emma.
So much for the yoga, Santa. She is absolutely the most beautiful little snowflake I have ever seen in gold. And oh my God, oh gosh, Emma would love these boots.
I love boots.
Oh, they're so cute.
They even have sparkles on them.
Sparkly boots! Sparkly boots!
Breathe, Emma.
I think I'm okay.
She's back. She's back with us,
I'm
Ava.
Back. I'm here.
So who's listening to you on the Magic Radio tonight?
My grandma and my pap.
Have you been good this year?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Grandma and Pap. Oh, Merry Christmas from Ava and Santa Claus and Emma. Oh.
Did you get to see them on Thanksgiving?
Yeah. We spend Thanksgiving at their house.
Oh, you did. I bet your grandma cooks up a big feast. Was there a big turkey?
Yeah.
Did you have a lot of pumpkin pie?
I didn't even have pumpkin pie.
Oh, you didn't. What did you have for dessert? Can you remember?
No.
Oh, Mom remembers cookies, ice cream. Did you have to take a nap after all that?
Yeah.
So, will you see your grandparents on Christmas?
Yeah.
They spoil you.
Yeah.
They do. Of course. Look at that face. How could they not? So tell me about your school. What grade are you in?
First.
Wow. First grade. Tell Santa Claus, what's that like? Is that a big, big change from kindergarten for you?
Yeah. Really, really, really big.
Well, tell Santa, what's the biggest change? Let me guess. Homework?
Yeah.
Now, do you come right home from school and get your homework done?
Yeah.
But
no.
Mom's shaking her head like
all the time.
Santa, too bad you couldn't see Mom's face. Like, yeah.
Sounded like Mom needed to make a correction.
Yeah. So Mom has to remind you sometimes, right? Get your homework done, right?
Yeah.
Did you tell your teacher you'd be here?
No.
What's your teacher's name?
Miss Laura.
Merry Christmas to her.
Merry Christmas, Miss Lar. Merry Christmas from Ava.
Now, does she have some decorations for Christmas in your classroom?
Yeah. She has a little Christmas tree.
That's so nice. You get to think about Christmas when you're at school. And how about when you're home? Do you have your house all decorated?
Yeah.
What's ready?
The Christmas tree.
Is it a real big, big tree?
Yeah. And it's a very big... And it's a very big fat tree.
Oh, Santa loves those, don't you, Santa Claus?
Oh, my goodness, yes. Oh, big fat Christmas trees. Oh, I like even Charlie Brown Christmas trees. Oh!
You know what they are, right?
No.
They're tiny little trees. They kind of look a little sad until you put an ornament and a light on it, and they sparkle, and they're just as beautiful. And Santa loves those, too.
every tree.
We have a big tree.
So,
house.
You do?
Yeah.
So it sounds like Quincy has a big tree like yours.
Mm-hmm.
So at your house there, little Miss Snowflake, have you spotted any elves?
I only have one.
You do? Emma?
Well, according to my notes, Ella is watching over Ava.
That is true.
That is true.
That is true.
So is Ella, is she well behaved or is she getting into some trouble?
Is she has been getting into a little bit of trouble this year.
Uh-oh, what did she do? I gotta hear.
She's been eating a lot of chocolate.
Oh. Well, that's okay. That's what we eat. Lots of candy and lots of chocolate.
She was trying to hang up a picture and she hanged up herself on the fridge.
Oh. Oh, no. Occupational hazard. That can happen.
Did she ever sit in the tree?
Yeah, I think last year. And the first time she came back this year, she was in the bag. It said, pull me.
She's a funny little elf, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So are you going to be the first one awake on Christmas morning?
Not really. My mom and dad and Julia always wake up before me.
Julia, your older sister?
No, she's my little sister. She's here tonight.
Oh, okay. There she. Oh, she's been so quiet. I forgot she's here. She always is quiet.
No.
So you're the big sister.
Yeah.
Is she a bundle of energy too?
Yeah. She's never late. She's never ever quiet.
Oh, you're hitting the jackpot tonight. She's a little quiet tonight. So, do you share a room with her?
No. She's the room next to mine.
So you hear when she's silly, I'm sure. Does she go to bed right away, or does she call out your name and try to stay up?
No. But she does go to bed later than me.
She's got lots of energy for going to bed late, Santa Claus. Well, okay, Ava, are you singing a special song for Santa? Or I think she has something else in store for you, big guy.
Mm. Yeah. Who delivers presents to dogs?
Oh, my goodness.
Santa Paws.
Oh, Ava, quite a comedian. Quiet down, Ella. Emma.
I bet Ella was laughing when she heard that at home, too.
Yeah.
That was a good one. Did you make that up yourself?
No, my mom found it on her phone.
Oh.
That was a good one.
Santa Paws!
Well, Santa Paws, are you ready for Ava's list?
Oh, my goodness. Emma's right here with her pencil.
I'm ready to go! Okay.
I want some sweat clothes or comfy clothes.
Comfy clothes, okay.
And I don't remember anything that I won.
How about some surprises?
Yeah.
Well, my goodness. Let's see what it says about Ava Bonaventura in Santa Claus's big book here at the North Pole.
All right. It says here that Ava is doing well being a big sister and is being very kind and patient. That's really important, Ava. Because they watch everything you do, and they look up to you. Now, it says here, though, you could improve on not giving Mommy and Daddy a hard time about doing your homework. You should come home, maybe have a snack, do your homework right away, and then you don't have to worry about it anymore, and it's done. Can you work on that?
Yeah.
All right. She's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Well, let's see what we have on the workbench here. Oh, here's the section that says, Ava Bonaventura. Oh, my goodness. Look at these surprises. And there are more over here and a big pile right behind me here. Wow. Let's bring her an LOL doll or two and a bike.
Ah!
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
I think it's time we give Ava a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Ava. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
It was so nice to have you here, honey. Merry Christmas to you and your whole family. Well, Santa Claus, when we come back, we will be talking with Mr. Anders and Ella. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even your spouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, waiting for a gift from Frostrollers to be there. Your wife was nestled all snug in your bed, while visions of diamonds danced in her head. Suddenly, outside there arose such a clatter. You sprang from your bed to see what was the matter, when what to your wondering eyes should appear but a bald-headed man saying, "Hi, Dan Frostroller's here." Dan whistled and shouted and called from your list, "Now diamonds, now sapphire, now emeralds and rubies, on rings, on pendants, on bracelets and earrings." He was dressed to the nines with a handful of jewels, and with a grin said, "Don't worry, guys, I'll bring you some tolls." And you heard Dan exclaim as he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all from Foss Jewelers." That's right,
Foss Jewelers. We're located on Route 522 in Sillings Grove and online at fossjewelers.com.
Happy holidays from your friends at Service First. Since 1975, Service First Federal Credit Union has been helping its members achieve their financial goals. We've been there when you bought your first car, when you headed off to college, decided to purchase your home, started your business, and even planned for your retirement. As your local credit union, we're looking forward to continuing this tradition. We've got you covered, no matter what may pop up along the way. Whether you're in one of our 11 branch locations or out and about in the community, our credit union team shares 7 core values that ensure our focus is always to strengthen the financial lives of our members and the communities that we call home. Learn more today. Visit serviceone.org. That's serviceone.org. And see why at Service First, we're friends you can bank on. This credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa. With me now is my friend Ander Zanella. Hi, Ander.
Hi.
It's always so nice to have you here in the Magic Radio Room. Can I say you look very handsome tonight? Very nice outfits.
Thank you.
Did you pick that out yourself?
No.
That's a cool sweater Santa Claus would like, I think. So, sir, since we talked last year, you've had lots going on. Tell Santa Claus what's new. How's your school year going?
Good. I've been reading a lot of books.
Oh, my goodness. And Lollipop and Slippery tell me you do a lot of reading.
Santa, put your glasses on. It says Slippy. Slippy's in my notes. It's Slippy and Lollipop.
Oh, my goodness. You're right. You know your elves.
Of course I do.
Anders, Santa didn't have his glasses on, but Emma is in charge of sending the elves. Oh, by the way, ask her what her name is.
What's your new job title?
I'm the super duper boss of everything, President Sparkle Queen.
I'm tired just hearing that, aren't you?
At your service.
So, Ander, tell Santa Claus a little bit about your school year. I bet I have a feeling he's getting good reports and you're getting good report cards.
Yeah, I've been getting mostly hundreds on everything.
Oh,
wow!
My goodness.
That's perfect!
Oh, that's wonderful, Ander.
Well, congratulations. Keep up the good work. I bet Mom and Dad don't have to remind you to do your homework. You come right home from school and get started.
Most of the time.
So you brought this adorable little sister here with you tonight. So how's it going being the big brother?
Good.
Any arguments lately?
Yes.
Elle's confessing. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, what could you two possibly argue about?
A lot of stuff.
She's ready to sing like a bird.
Like coming into my room.
In your personal space?
Yeah.
You don't like that. Emma said some of the elves are like that, aren't they, Emma?
What's that? I missed it.
They like their personal... Ander doesn't like it when his sister Elle comes in his room and his
oh,
personal...
Oh, yes, yes, yeah. Well, sometimes sometimes we have to have some boundaries. Sometimes we need some space.
Boundaries? Yeah.
You don't put a sign up or anything like that, do you?
Keep no. out.
Keep out. Uh-oh. Now I think Emma just gave you an idea, huh? So tell me, where did you? How is it? How are your elves behaving? Because boys and girls are telling me some crazy stories.
Good. They wrote on our doors today.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Getting into a little bit of mischief, are they, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. We'll have to talk to Candy Lollipop and Slippy.
Now, if I remember, you also have a big dog at your house, right?
Yeah, Gunner.
And now, but you've told me before, Gunner's pretty friendly, right?
Yeah, he's mostly just gets afraid. He wouldn't hurt. I think he'd more like run away.
So, this might be a little role reversal here. He might be afraid of elves, right?
Yeah.
So, hey, is your tree all decorated and you all set for Christmas Eve?
Yep.
When do you put a stocking? Do you have a stocking?
Yeah.
When do you usually put your stocking out?
We have it out right now.
Oh, you do?
He is all ready for your visit, Santa Claus. So, Andrew, you're doing some sports. Tell Santa Claus what else you're into besides all the good report cards and the hard work you're doing at school.
Soccer and a little bit of hunting.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
He's being modest, Santa. He had a very successful season this year, didn't you?
Yeah, I got to shoot my first deer this year.
Oh my goodness, Ander. Congratulations.
I bet that's fun to go out and do that. Spend that time with Dad.
Yep.
It's good to help feed the family.
Do you like deer steaks and all that stuff?
Yeah, steaks are my favorite.
Hey, so how have Mom and Dad been this year?
Everybody good?
Gold stars everywhere?
Maybe.
Oh!
Good little zinger there, Ander. Hey, so I know you've worked on a special duet with your sister, Emma. I believe this probably calls for a drum roll.
All right, are you guys ready?
Ellen, Anders, and Ella, here we go.
All right, 1, 2, 3. Take it away, Zanellas!
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's making a list, he's checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Whoa! Wow! Oh! What great harmony and what a great song. Old Santa Claus really enjoyed that. And the elves at the North Pole were dancing everywhere.
You guys could take that on the road.
They could. Boy, oh boy, that was a magic radio room first, I think, Emma and Santa. That was fantastic.
I think so.
Well, see, now you get along just great. You sing really well together. All right, so, sir, are you ready? Did you give some thought to what you want Santa to pack in the sleigh for you this year?
No, not really. I just hope that my family is healthy and has a happy Christmas.
Oh, my goodness. Ander, what a wonderful thought. Oh, my. Well, we might come up with some surprises, but now, Emma, let's take a look in this great big book under Ander Zanella. Oh, my goodness, there's a lot of stuff written there.
Yeah, it says here that he's doing well with helping Mom and Dad around the house. And today, he took his AR test at the on his latest book, and he's reached 100 AR points. The only student in the entire elementary school to do it. Congratulations, Ander!
Well, congratulations, Ander. And reading is old Santa Claus's favorite thing to do.
It's like a movie for your brain.
High five! Way to go!
Nice job!
Thank you.
Ander, it says here, though, you could improve. I'm being kinder to your sister because sisters watch everything you do. Can you work on that? Be kind to her?
Yep.
All right, he's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Well, let's see what's on the workbench here. Oh, my goodness. Oh, everybody in Ander's family will be having a wonderful Christmas. And there are surprises here. Oh, that's a big surprise over there. But let's bring Ander up. Build your own robot.
All right.
Well, Emma.
Yes, Santa Claus.
Let's give Ander a great big gold star. Merry Christmas, Ander.
Merry Christmas.
Whoa!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Congratulations again on all your success in school. That's wonderful. And then Santa brings you that and you build that robot. Kurt and I want to come see that, okay? All right. It was wonderful to have you here, honey. Santa Claus, and look at that sweet face. How can you fight with this face? Come on. When we come back, we'll be talking with the beautiful Elle Zanella. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Making your list and checking it twice? Stop by Gracie's for everything nice. Whether it's a snowman, Santa, or Christmas bouquet, call Gracie's Flowers with delivery same day. Give sparkle. Give sweet. Give Gracie's to the neighbor down the street, the babysitter, mail carrier, and those that deliver our news. Give Gracie's to them to chase away the blues. For everything to deck the halls, Gracie's has wreaths and centerpieces to spruce up the walls. A gift from Gracie's surely will please and put your holiday budget worries at ease. Grab the family and head to Gracie's this season. It's the merriest place for a terrific selection of gifts for any reason.
With extended holiday hours, Gracie's Flowers is now open from 8:30 till 7 through December 22nd. Closed on Sundays and closing at 4 on Christmas Eve. Gracie's Flowers, 901 North Market Street, or online at gracie'sflowers.com. Open late to make it convenient for you.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa, and I'm always so happy to have you here in the Magic Radio Room. Oh, Santa Claus, she's just so exciting. It's contagious. Elle, welcome. How are you?
Good.
Good. Say hi, Santa Claus.
Hi, Santa Claus.
Well, my goodness, Elena. Merry Christmas.
Say hi, Emma.
Hi, Emma.
Hi, Elle. How you doing?
Good.
Oh, I'd say she's better than good. She's so happy to be here, Emma. And you dressed beautifully from head to toe.
Oh,
you
wait,
have to
wait,
give her
wait,
a little...
Miss Ann, I need a fashion update!
No, take the microphone. Tell her about what you're wearing.
I have a Rudolph purse that is glittery.
What?
And I have a white dress that has little gems that are sparkly.
What?
I have white stockings and glittery silver shoes.
Yes!
Oh, my goodness. Sparkly and glittery.
Breathe. Come on, Emma, breathe.
Calm down, Emma, breathe.
Elle, you just dressed too fashionably for me. I can't take it.
She's stunning, and she topped it all off with a beautiful red Christmas cardigan. Did you get your picture taken in this?
No.
You look absolutely beautiful from head to toe. So tell Santa Claus he didn't talk to you since last year. How old are you now, and tell him about your school year.
I am 7, and I have now 19, including me in my classroom.
And you just celebrated a birthday, right?
In October.
Well, how was your birthday? Did you have a little party?
Yeah.
Can you remember? Tell me about your cake. I always like to hear what kind of birthday cake.
I think it was a chocolate and vanilla cake, and it had fudge in the middle. And it was a cheerleading party, so we got pom-poms, microphones, which we got to decorate. And the cake was decorated as like a cheerleader thing.
Oh my, that sounds wonderful. And probably tastes pretty good too.
Yeah.
Bet Ander loved that party.
Nope.
So are you a cheerleader?
No, but I really want to be when I come
go into second grade.
Oh, I could tell you would be awesome. Do you know a little cheer?
Yeah, I get my friend Kate. Her sister is a cheerleader, so I get to go up with her when it's time to cheer at the pep rally.
Well, can you do a little cheer for Santa Claus? Can you remember one?
The what? No.
Oh, no.
I want to do the school.
Hey, and wait, we forgot you have lots of friends that you wanted to say hello to that are listening to you on the radio.
There's a new girl. Her name is Chelsea. I have a friend named Kate. Jaslyn is in a different classroom. Riley's in a different classroom. And then Lillian Kirkner is in a different classroom.
Well, my goodness.
And then my cousin Jolie is in Colorado.
Well, to the cousins and all the friends and family, a very Merry Christmas.
Oh! Merry Christmas!
Now, Elle, I happen to know you're a very good swimmer because I see you at the pool in the summertime sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Santa, she was clipping along. She had her goggles on. How about it? You're a good swimmer. And your family got a camper this year, right?
Yep.
Do you like camping?
Yeah, it's really fun.
Tell Emma and Santa, what's your favorite part about camping?
We get to sleep in a different type of bed. And one time we brought a dog with us, I think. And it was really fun. That was the 1,000 Islands, I think, or 100.
Wow!
Oh, I love camping. And you have to have fires at night and you get to roast marshmallows?
Yeah, but at 1,000 Islands, there were like tons of these little bugs and they were all over our camper. So we kind of had to get really quick into the camper because we didn't want the bugs getting in, but there were so many in there.
Probably like mosquitoes, I bet, right?
No, they were like tiny and
millions. This is bugging me, Elle.
And they
I got the creepy crawlies. Ooh.
A little scary. So, okay, did we think about that cheer? Can you do a cheer?
I only can do like half of it, but I don't know the words to it.
Oh, you do? Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. Next year when you're a cheerleader, you come back to the Magic Radio Room and you can do that for Santa, right?
Yeah, but I know like a school cheer that they teach us.
Okay.
It's 2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Even numbers, they are great.
Yay! Awesome!
That's really, I like that.
3 cheers for Elle, Santa Claus.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Aw, well, that was wonderful. Hey, now, are you ready? The big moment? You ready to tell Santa what you're hoping for Christmas this year?
Uh-huh. It's itsfunny.com. I really wanted it. It was a backpack, and it said crew on it.
Okay. Oh, for you, your friends should get one too, right? You and your girlfriend crew.
Yeah, I forgot to say someone. It was Charlotte. She likes the crew.
The crew? Okay, so the crew backpack. Anything else special?
Not really.
Okay. Well, my goodness. I'll bet we can come up with some surprises for Elle.
Well, I really would like to see my cousin Jolie this year.
Oh, my goodness, that would be wonderful. Let's take a look in the big book here and take a look at Ella Zanella.
All right! It says here that Elle is doing well in sharing and being thoughtful. That's really, really good. It says here, though, you can improve on being kinder to your brother. Can you be nicer to your brother?
Yeah.
And Ander, you be nicer to your sister? Everybody
yeah.
Be nice to each other, okay? You promise?
I promise.
All right. She's a good girl, Santa Claus.
Let's take a look at the big bench here and see what we have for Eliana Zanella. I love saying that name. What a beautiful name. And look here. We have surprises. And oh, there are surprises over here, too. Oh, and look back there. Another surprise. And this scared me a little bit when I saw it, but it's just fine. We're going to bring her a little live White tiger! Oh! No! Well, Emma?
Yes, Santa Claus!
Let's give Ella a great big gold star! Merry Christmas, Eliana. Merry Christmas. Whoa!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Santa, when you said that, I swear her eyes were sparkling. It's always so wonderful to have you here, sweetheart. I hope to see you next year. Okay, Santa Claus, last but not least, when we come back, we'll be chatting with Quincy Moylan. You're listening to Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
I can't wait to go to Silver Moon Furniture.
Why is that?
Well, I'm looking for a living room group, and with my purchase, I hear that they're giving each person a free lifelike Christmas tree. It will look great with the new furniture.
Great prices, I always hear.
Let's go now.
Enjoy the quality and unmatched customer service at Silver Moon Furniture in Lewisburg. Silver Moon Furniture features beautifully crafted American-made furniture. One of the things that sets Silver Moon Furniture apart from the other stores is their ability to customize your furniture with exactly the right upholstery as well as other features. Plus, you can choose from over 450 styles of upholstery, 8 types of wood. Open Monday through Friday from 9 till 5 p.m., Saturday and Sunday from 10 till 5 p.m. Silver Moon Furniture, located at 211 Silver Moon Lane in Lewisburg, across from the Silver Moon Flea Market.
And meet me at the Silver Moon.
And girls, you can see Santa and Mrs. Claus this Sunday morning in person. Santa will be at the Silver Moon Flea Market, Route 15, Lewisburg, this Sunday. Moms and dads, you will love the treasures you find at Silver Moon Flea Market, too, every Sunday.
So you're hungry, but you're busy. As mealtime gets closer, you feel like your day is slowly winding down. Satisfy that hunger with Taste of Philly in Seals Grove. Pick up or have your order delivered and enjoy their own Philly cheese sauce from different cheese blends. Nothing ever comes from a can. And Bucknell and SU students get an extra 10% off your order with your school ID. Seniors also get a 10% discount. And join Ice Cold Pepsi, too, at Taste of Philly, South Water Street in Seals Grove. Open Wednesday and Thursday, 11 to 7, Friday and Saturday, 11 to 8, and Sunday, noon till 7. Find them on Facebook, too.
This is Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.
Welcome back to Talk to Santa, and it's his very first time on the Magic Radio. Hi, Quincy. How are you?
Good.
Good. Wasn't that a nice message, hearing that from your dad? Your dad, wasn't that great?
Yeah.
Were you surprised and happy?
Yeah.
Well, I'm so happy that you're here. You moved to Central Pennsylvania, and you're on the Magic Radio. Say yeah. Hi, Santa.
Hi, Santa.
Oh, well, Quincy, you are a lot closer to the North Pole now.
Santa's far away, but not too far, right?
Yeah.
Are you excited for Santa's big visit?
Yeah.
I bet. Is it going to be hard for you to fall asleep on Christmas Eve?
Yeah, and I want to ride on Santa's sleigh with not reindeers and... to go in Santa's house.
Oh, Quincy, you want to come visit us?
Emma wants to know, do you want to go visit them in the North Pole? Is that what you wish for?
Yeah.
You're going to have to bundle up. Mom, you're going to have to put a lot of coats on him.
They get so much snow in the North Pole.
So much.
I bet. Oh, it's probably so exciting if we get a snowfall. You'll get to play in the snow.
Yeah.
What do you think you'll do in the snow with your brother? Build a snowman. Make snowballs. Snowball fights.
Do you want to build a snowman?
We already built one.
You did?
Yeah, that's right. We had some snow here not too long ago, right? And let me guess, did you have to have hot chocolate after you played in the snow?
Yeah.
You did? That's one of Santa's favorites. What do you think you're going to leave for Santa Claus?
Kind of presents.
Oh, my.
Is that a surprise that you're planning for Santa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love surprises, Quincy.
And do you know what the elves love to eat?
Cookies.
Oh, my.
Yes, we do.
What's your favorite, Emma?
Oh, no. Quincy, I can't choose. I like them all.
How about some surprises for Quincy, Santa Claus?
Well, my goodness, yes. We certainly will come up with surprises. And let's see what we have in Santa Claus's great big book, and you see that, Emma? It's a changed address from California to Pennsylvania.
I see that. All right, it says here that Quincy is doing well with running. Run, 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 run. That's wonderful. Now, it says here that you can improve on being kinder to your brother. So, all of the Moyle brothers be nice to each other, okay?
I'll try.
He's a good boy, Santa Claus.
Well, let's see what's on the workbench here for Quincy Moylan. Oh, my goodness, look it over here. Quincy is going to love this. And then there's this big surprise pile here. And, oh, my goodness, I think we're going to be bringing him a toy dinosaur.
All right.
Well, Emma.
Yes.
Let's give Quincy a great, big, gold star. Merry Christmas, Quincy. Merry Christmas. Whoa!
Santa, I think he's going to sing a little song for you as we say goodbye.
Oh, wonderful.
Up and out, up reindeer paws. Out jump good old Santa Claus. Down through the chimney. With a lot of toys, all for the little ones' Christmas joys.
Ho, ho,
ho, who wouldn't go? Ho, ho, ho.
Talk to Santa has been sponsored by Foss Jewelers, Garfield's Restaurant and Pub, Gracie's Flowers and Gifts, the Greater Susquehanna Valley YMCA, Oberdorf Carpet One, Service First Federal Credit Union, Silver Moon Furniture, Taste of Philly, and Fisher's Boston Pierogies.
Tune in each weeknight at 6 during the holiday season for Talk to Santa on News Radio 1070 WKOK and Eagle 107.